Today, the topic of my sermonette is the power to overcome your giant. The power to overcome your giant. As Christians, it's very clear that we have challenges every time, obstacles. We have things that stop us from coming out to serve God the way we want. We have things that every time we remember it, we go back and sit down. It could be depression, it could be failure, it could be rejection, it could be abuse, addiction, alcoholism, anything that stops us as youths, as adults, from coming out to serve God. Anything that wants us to shut up our mouth and sit down one place, never come out to serve God, could be a giant that's standing on our way. And whenever we remember it, we become afraid, become terrified. But today I want to share that same type of story in the scriptures. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, we have exactly this kind of story. And the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 17, there was this giant, and the two people were involved, the armies of Israel, led by King Saul, and David, who was a youth. And these two people, or these two groups, they saw this giant from different perspectives. They saw him from different angles. Let's see how King Saul and the armies of Israel saw the giant. 1 Samuel chapter 17. I want to start from verse 2. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and the Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had an helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, Why are you come out to set the battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and you servant to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. And if he be able to fight with me, and to kill me, then we will be your servant. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall you be our servant. And the Philistines said, I defy the army of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. 11. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Why were they afraid? They looked at the giant from the camp of the Philistine. They looked at his height. They looked at his spear. They looked at everything that he possessed. And they were so afraid. They saw only the giant. They did not see God. They did not remember that God was with them. And they became afraid. And they remained in the camp. Nobody could come out to fight Goliath. Nobody could come out to fight the giant. That is the same way it happens to us when we have challenges, when we have things that are pulling us down, when we have things that want us to look at them and go back from serving us. Things that are stopping us from getting baptized. Things that are stopping us from stepping forward could be a giant on our way. And if we see only such things and we don't look at God, we don't consider that God is greater than this giant, it may continue to suppress us. It may continue to stop us from coming out of coming forward to do what God wants us to do. As long as the people of the armies of Israel looked at Goliath, they looked at him as a man that had experience right from his youth, have killed so many people, have destroyed nations. That was his CV. They looked at it and they believed it could also harm them or destroy them. And they were so afraid. But let us look at how another person, a youth, looked at this man. Let's move to 1 Samuel 17, verse 32. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight him and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." That is what the devil is. The devil, right from time, knows how to deceive people. Right from the Garden of Eden. He's very old. He's older than all of us. He knows how to deceive people. The devil is experienced. He has experience. So if anybody thinks that the giant or the problem that is standing before him is so tough, that is true. Because the devil is strong. The devil has experience. But David overlooked his experience. David overlooked his height. David was only looking at God. David was only looking at God. And that is how we can overcome challenges and the giants that are standing before us to stop us. We can only overcome them when we are able to look at them and we turn aside and look at the other person that is with us, which is God. And that was what David did. 34. And David said unto Saul, "Thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and the uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he had defiled the armies of the living God." David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the power of the lion and out of the power of the bear will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine." And Saul said unto David, "Go, and the Lord be with thee." When we face all these things, the only power that we can use to overcome is the name of God. We can remember any time that God has delivered us, that God has done a wonderful work for us, we could remember such things. If we don't have, you cannot remember. You remember how God has saved somebody around you, your neighbor. If you cannot remember, you can go back to the Bible. You have a lot of stories where God showed how powerful he is, and where the Bible promises us that God is the same today and tomorrow and every time. So, David looked at this man from another standpoint, because that was exactly what happened when the king of Assyria sent soldiers to come and fetch Elisha. When the servant of Elisha came out, he saw only the soldiers. He didn't see God that was with them. And he became afraid. But when Elisha came, Elisha saw those people that came to fetch them, and he also saw God. And he said, "They that be with us are greater than they that are against us." So anytime we are facing challenges, anytime we are facing troubles as youth, as adults, things that want to bring us down, let us rise against such things in the name of God and by the word of God, and you will see we will overcome. 38. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. And David gathered his sword upon his armor, and he asked to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. You see, we cannot fight the devil with all these things. We cannot fight the devil with our skills, our education. We cannot fight the devil that way. The devil is a powerful personality. We can only overcome him by a greater power, which is the name of God. And when David, look at what David said to the giant. Then said David to the Philistine, thou come to me with sword and with spear and with a shield, and I will give. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you defied. That was exactly how David killed the giant. And we can also overcome our own giants this way, because God is with us. For us to overcome our giants as youths, as adults, we need to understand and go in this consciousness that God is with us. Matthew 1:23 said, a virgin shall be with a son and call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. He didn't say that God will be with us. He said that God is present with us. And if God be with us, who can be against us? Let us see what David said in Psalms 121. Psalm 121 from verse 1. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From hence come my help. My help comes from the mighty God who made the heaven and the earth. That's the only way, that's the only place we can get power to overcome the giant that is standing before us. The depression, the rejection, when we feel that our loved ones have abandoned us, failures, and whatever it is that comes our way as children of God. Because the road to the kingdom of God is not very easy. It has a lot of things, a lot of frictions, a lot of things that we have to overcome. And we can only overcome them by the word of God. Every day you wake up and see such challenge, you speak to it the word of God. And as you continue to speak the word of God to it, it will continue to become weaker and weaker and weaker till it disappears. That is what we need to do. We need to read our scriptures. We need to stand up in the name of God and overcome every giant on our way. Let's see Psalms 50. Psalm 50, verse 15. And call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and you shall glorify me. God wants us to call him in the days of trouble. Anytime we feel we are in trouble, let us not look at the trouble. Let us not become afraid because of the size of the trouble, because of the consequences and everything that comes with the trouble. Let us call on God. And he said he will deliver us. You know, brethren, David fought a lot of battle, and he won a lot of battle because God was with him. And here is the prayer that he said to people that will have challenges and how they will overcome it. He said a prayer for them in the book of Psalms. Psalms verse 20. Psalm verse 20. David is saying, if you are in trouble and you are praying to God, he's saying, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offering and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Grant thee according to thy own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banner. The Lord fulfill all thy petition. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his hand. 7. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. That is what we have to remember anytime we are faced with challenges, anytime we are depressed, anytime we are isolated or rejected, anytime we see failures and everything that will bring us down. Let us call the name of the Lord of Jacob, and he will be there to deliver us and save us.